Hi, this is Bob Wilson from AutoEnglish.org, where people learn English for free. This MP3 lesson is about do and make. Do and make are often translated as the same verb in other languages. So when people use English as a foreign language, they often say make instead of do and vice versa. As a guideline, make is often about preparation and do is often about action. Unfortunately, there are a lot of exceptions to this guideline, so really you have to try to memorize and then practice the expressions. Now, first of all, I want you to try and guess do or make with expressions. Listen, here's an example. An appointment. Make an appointment. So you either have to add do or make to the expression. I will leave a gap, give you the answer, and give you time to repeat it, because your auditive memory is very important for getting this right. Okay, let's go. Now you. A complaint. Make a complaint. A decision. Make a decision. A mess. Make a mess. A noise. Make a noise. Exercise. Do exercise. Lunch. Make lunch. A mistake. Make a mistake. Plans. Make plans. The shopping. Do the shopping. The washing up. Do the washing up. Okay, perhaps the two exceptions are make a mess and make a mistake. But perhaps this is called alliteration. M and M go together. So repeat, make a mistake. Repeat, make a mess. Now we'll just repeat all the expressions just to help you remember. Listen and repeat. Make a complaint. Make a decision. Make a mess. Make a noise. Do exercise. Make lunch. Make a mistake. Make plans. Do the shopping. Do the washing up. You can say do lunch when you mean to meet somebody in a restaurant to have lunch. For example, listen and repeat. Shall we do lunch on Thursday? And finally, we're going to practice making some questions with these examples, with these expressions. And, well, just listen to the example. I say, ask me if I have made any appointments this week. and you say, "Have you made any appointments this week?" Repeat, "Have you made any appointments this week?" Now you. Ask me if I have made any important decisions recently. Have you made any important decisions recently? Ask me how often I do exercise. How often do you do exercise? Ask me when I do the shopping. When do you do the shopping? Ask me if I make a mess in the kitchen. Do you make a mess in the kitchen? Ask me if I do Sudokus. Do you do Sudokus? Right, that's it. I have a printable PDF exercise on my website, autoenglish.org, where you can practice this more. You need to go to the Grammar Aquarium and then to Tricky Words. Right, thank you for listening. That's all from me, Bob Wilson. Bye for now.